Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Smileen. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, freedom, wellness, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Very fortunate to be joined by Henry Plummer, a 15-year-old vegan athlete in Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Wow. Thank you very much, Henry, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you, Marlene.
I am greatly honored for this. Well,
honored to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'd like to start out hearing about your interest in athletics.
Well, I began sports when I was 7. It's just so much fun. I enjoy sports so much, and it definitely is something I plan to keep doing through college. For my whole life, really.
Oh, that's great. And how long have you been a vegan?
I have been a vegan my whole life. A lot of people say that it's, like, hard. It doesn't feel hard to be a vegan, though. It just feels normal for me because I've been a vegan my whole life. It would seem hard to not be a vegan. It's just so easy. I think it's really, like, once you get used to it, the idea of it, it's really not that hard at all.
Thank you. Soon I'd like to hear about your vegan diet.
I eat a lot of different foods, especially for sports. I eat a lot of pasta. It's my favorite food. I also have lots of rice and potatoes, stir fries, burritos with beans and other stuff like that. I like all sorts of foods. Oatmeal is a lot of times what I'll eat for breakfast. But there's even, if you want something sweeter or something, there's plenty of vegan cereals. And I even like waffles and pancakes occasionally as a treat. I try not to eat too much sugar as an athlete, but sometimes I must say I do end up sliding into eating a little too much sugar sometimes. But there's just so many foods I like, and going out to eat is something fun. I do often traveling, and it's usually, as long as you're in a decent-sized town, it's usually pretty easy to find a restaurant that has vegan food. And I like, one of the foods I got into that I really like is, vegan sushi, too, is really good. I've really enjoyed eating that, as well as, my dad makes these, cashew burgers, for, the holidays, and they're just so good. And, there's also vegan, a vegan version of turkey called tofurkey that we have for the holidays. I don't feel at all, like, deprived of, having meat or anything, because it's just, I think, more delicious and healthier versions of all the food in a vegan diet can be found.
Thank you, Henry. And when you say you've been vegan your whole life, were you born vegan?
Yes, I was.
And is both your mom and dad vegan?
Yes, both my parents are vegan. They've been vegan for over 25 years, I believe. I think they both ended up becoming vegan the same year. I know my mom was 18, I think, when she became vegan, and I think my dad was 21 or something. I've learned a lot from them.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. Thank you to the entire Plummer family. Thank you, thank you. And Henry, I'd like to start out hearing about the sports that you participate in.
Well, I began sports when I was 7. I decided there was a local running race, a 1 kilometer running race. I never ran anything longer than like a few hundred feet in like one go. Like I was pretty fit as a kid, but I never like trained for racing or anything. I decided to give it a try, and I ended up winning it. I had so much fun doing it, and I decided to just keep doing more races, and I just became hooked at sports at a fairly young age, and I kept doing it. And then I ended up getting involved in cross-country skiing, the main sport I do now, when I was 10, as a form of cross-training. for the winter, and I ended up liking it a lot more than the running it in the end. There's just so much I found I wanted to learn about technique, and I just became like obsessed with learning how to ski as fast and efficiently as possible.
How is it with your colleagues in the cross-country skiing races because you are a vegan? Has that had any impact or any conversations?
I've had some conversations. Most of the people I've talked to seem interested and open to the idea, especially kids. None of my friends have ended up becoming vegan, but I've talked to them a bit about it, and it hasn't affected me hanging out with any of my friends or anything in any way. I feel like I've made just as many friends or more friends because of it.
Okay. And I'd love to hear more about your cross-country skiing races in Michigan.
The last 2 years I've been doing junior national qualifiers, and last year I made three of the four events. The division I'm in is the Great Lakes division, and it's spread out between Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, I think Illinois, but the only states that really have any athletes that come are Michigan and Wisconsin because there's not very much snow in the other states. But I started doing it last year, and I decided that last year was the year I decided to start committing and getting more competitive to try and ski a lot faster. And I was doing really well at all the local races that we were having. There wasn't nearly as much competition. And when I went, it was an eye opener. The competition level at these races is insane. But I ended up doing pretty well last year. I didn't quite qualify, and this year I didn't quite qualify for the B team last year. I was a couple spots down. So last summer I trained really hard. I feel like I could have trained maybe a little harder. My technique still has a long way to go. A lot of these skiers have been skiing longer than me. I started at 10, which is considered kind of late. I know some kids who have been skiing since they could walk, which is just crazy. So I got a little catching up to do on like technique, because skiing is a very technical sport. There's a lot you have to learn with form. A little difference in technique can be the difference between skiing efficiently and conserving energy, or blowing up, even if you're in better shape than another skier. Then just running out of breath in the middle of a race and not being able to keep going at the same pace you want to, even if your fitness is good. Because it can be easier than running if you are efficient about it, but it can also be harder than running on your cardio because you're using all four limbs rather than just your legs. So you have to be in great shape to do it, and you have to have the most efficient technique possible. And that's what I'm trying to work on right now, because my fitness is very good, but my technique still needs some work, because I have not spent the time some other people have skiing. And so next summer I plan to work on that, doing roller skiing workouts and just trying to perfect my technique so that I can hopefully make junior nationals next year.
Well, that's informative. So, in addition to the cross-country skiing and in the summer, the cross-country running, do I have that right? In the summer, you also compete in cross-country running?
Because I'm homeschooled, I'm actually homeschooled, so I can't get on a cross country running team for the school sports, but I do trail races, public 5Ks and stuff, and I usually do pretty well in those. But the running has become more of a training for my skiing. There's times I'll go out and I'll just run 10 miles, maybe more, 8, 10 miles, maybe sometimes more, sometimes less, just to get distance workouts, and build what we call in skiing base, which base training is to build up your cardio and your overall training as a skier. Because if you train a lot of volume when you are younger, when you're older in a couple of years, that volume training will still allow you to get into better shape again quicker. So if you it'll allow you to build up your fitness quicker, that base that you have from years earlier. If someone's new to working out and doing strength, they might have to work really hard to build muscle. But someone who's 30 years old and has worked out 10 years ago and is out of shape now can work out for a much shorter period of time and get into shape because they've already done that in the past. And that's the principle I'm trying to work with some of the long runs, is that if I build it up now, when I'm older in like 5 years, it's going to be there for me still. And so that's what a lot of their long stuff does. Plus, it gets me into shape for skiing, because running is the best, the rogue work that you do running is the best way to get your cardio in shape for skiing. Biking is okay too. Biking's a good cross training I use sometimes, but it's just not as hard as running. So running is what I use for long distance speed work, and I also use roller skiing for like to get the technique and stuff. And then of course I've been focusing a lot on strength because my upper body strength is a bit lacking and I need to like really push that. I haven't spent the time to build it up. I've had a massive increase in upper body strength this summer though. I put on like 15 pounds of muscle, 10, 15 pounds of muscle, and I feel like I'm skiing a lot faster for it.
Okay, I hear you that cross-country skiing is your passion and that you have been involved in other athletic activities as well, including Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So I'd like to hear a little bit about that, please, Henry.
Yeah, I decided to get involved with that. My dad did jiu-jitsu in the 90s when it was just starting to get popular. And I decided to give it a try because I was always as... When I was younger, I never really liked doing strength and pushing my upper body, so I never was that strong. If I had, I could have maybe been stronger, but I started to, as I got older, do more push-ups and stuff, and I started to get stronger. But I felt like I wanted to like also learn how to, in case of a self-defense scenario, like defend myself. And so I started to, I joined a jiu-jitsu school and practiced that for about a year, and I got pretty good at it. I never competed, and I might consider competing in it in the future. I'm not sure. Right now, I'm just focusing on skiing. But I wanted to learn at least some basics for self-defense, because in self-defense, every self-defense situation, it usually ends up on the ground, and that's what jiu-jitsu is focusing on, is grappling on the ground and how to submit your opponent without absolutely hurting them terribly. You can usually submit your opponent with jiu-jitsu, with arm locks and stuff, and make them or chokes and make them submit without really hurting them badly.
We're listening to Henry Plummer, a 15-year-old vegan athlete in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Henry Plummer. You tune into WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe.
Me and all of the Rotary folks, me and all of my vinyl records, wore through, scratched and out of date, 33, 45, 7.
Got records? We want them. Drop an email to gotrecords@wcw.org.
33, 45, 70. Welcome back from the break. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're joined by Henry Plummer, a 15-year-old vegan athlete in Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Before the break, we heard about the various delicious, wonderful vegan foods that he eats for his training as well as life, and he has been vegan since birth. And Henry, thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene.
Well, this is great to hear. Very informative, and I'm learning a lot. Thanks. Now, I'm not familiar with homeschooling, but I am familiar with the conventional educational system. And from my experience and from my knowledge of it, students, whether it's grammar school or elementary school or high school, basically do not get information of the truth of what happens to animals in our non-vegan culture, in animal agriculture, pharmaceutical laboratory experiments, all of that. They really don't see, they're not allowed to see the truth. And vegan teachers have actually been fired for attempting to share the truth. An understanding of harmony and nonviolence, which is the vegan ethic. And so with homeschooling, do you have, in your experience, have had more access to the holistic education surrounding what happens to animals in a global non-vegan culture?
Definitely. And some of my friends who are homeschooled also have. I had another friend who was homeschooled. I haven't seen him or hung out with him for several years, but when we were friends, he was my only friend who was vegan. And I feel like homeschooling has definitely helped like me learn more about how animals are treated and stuff. And I've decided like to do something about it, to represent animals in sports is the way I want to go about it. I also enjoy doing the sports, so it's an easy way for me, but I feel like it's also a good way to represent that you can be a good athlete and vegan and maybe even a better athlete. And I feel like that's the way I have tried to set a good example for veganism. And I definitely wouldn't have known nearly as much or understood the issue as much if I had been in school.
Well, thank you, Henry. And let's bring that back also to some of your knowledge of diet and your experience of a vegan diet, especially as an athlete, because I think sometimes in addition to just rejecting the change into a nonviolent society, which is veganism, authentic veganism, there's a lot of resistance because many people still hold on to the old paradigm that a vegan diet is not healthy, and many people believe that they need to eat the flesh and secretions meaning breast milk and ovulatory secretions, eggs and dairy, in order to be a healthy human, which we know as vegans that is not necessary. And so could you talk a little bit more about how you have been eating a vegan diet for the past 15 years and how you are a great athlete?
It hasn't at all slowed me down. In fact, I feel way healthier because I have so much more energy, and that's something that's helped me train, because you don't want to be tired when you're training. And I find a lot of my friends are always tired. Most of my friends who also ski and train, they go to school and they always come to practice tired, both from school and from eating an unhealthy diet, all sorts of animal products, meat, burgers, eggs, and it's just bogging you down. How are you supposed to get into good shape and perform well? And it's possible, but they got to work so much harder, I feel, to do it. It's just so much easier to have a good athletic performance when you're eating a healthy diet. And I feel the diet provides everything I need. I don't even have to think. Like, I naturally like feel like what I need to eat. The foods I already eat as a vegan that are easy and like just simple and healthy, and they taste good, and they provide me with everything I need for athletic performance: carbs, protein, everything I need, and I feel great for my performance. I feel like I have a lot less low days where I'm off or slow than all the other kids do that are eating meat.
Thank you, Henry Plummer. This has been so wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Marlene.
Okay, we're coming to a close in the interview. Is there any other message that you would like to share with our listeners?
Just that if you want to be an athlete and you want to be vegan but you're an athlete, and you think it might slow down your performance, it's not. It's only going to make it better, way better. I think just by going vegan, you could have a massive jump in your performance. Patrick Baboumian, he's a powerlifter, and before he was vegan, he was very good. And then he decided to go vegan, even though he thought it was going to make him weaker. And then he became one of the strongest men in the world. He went from being very good to being even better. He set a world record, and another one, Scott Jurek, a vegan runner, he set a world record on the Appalachian Trail. It doesn't slow you down. There's a group of vegan athletes that are rising up and doing amazing things and showing that it is not just possible, but it's easier on a vegan diet.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Henry.
Thank you.
Many Vegan Nation guests leave contact information.
I have an email. I don't check it very often, but I do have an email.
Do you check with your mom if she wants that on the air?
All right. One second. I'll be
okay.
Right back.
Henry is joining us via Skype in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Before the break, we also discussed his homeschooling. Henry is a vegan athlete, and he has been vegan since birth.
All right, I'm back. So you can put my email on there, veganhenry@yahoo.com. And I can repeat that again, veganhenry@yahoo.com, if anyone wants to contact me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, brother.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nara in Worcester, Massachusetts. Much thanks to Henry Plummer for joining us on Vegan Nation. And now here's some beautiful music by his mother, Carrie Plummer. Her stage name is Carrie Sugar. And here's some music from the popular Detroit band, The Sugars. Peace on Earth from the album Nectar of the Golden Life.
People, they seem to never learn. They just go on with no concern. Love, when it comes to mine, it seems something we'll never find.
Next song is Practice What You Preach.
Baby, 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 you say you need to do more with your life. Baby, 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 you say be realistic, don't go for what might. You say what might never happen, never happen.
I am aware that in addition to you eating a plant-based diet, a vegan diet, you truly are an ethical vegan. So can you share with us a little bit about that?
Yes. A couple of years ago, we had, I called it the year of the grasshopper, because 1 year in the area of Michigan that I live, we had like so many grasshoppers. It was like five times at least the amount of grasshoppers that they normally are, and a lot of them ended up getting injured because there's so many of them. And a lot of the ones that we got injured, I found, I ended up 5, 6, or 7 of them taking them home and trying to get them healthy again, because they wouldn't have survived. A lot of them were missing legs, a jumping leg, and wouldn't have been able to survive in the wild. And most of them were too badly injured to survive for a long period, but one of them, whom we named Pierre, ended up living for close to 6 months, and really is, I consider him my only pet that I've ever had. It's amazing just that a lot of people minimize insects, but such a bond that he had with us. And we had like a little tank for him that we put food in and stuff to keep him safe. And when we come home, he'd come running up to the edge of the glass and look out at us because he could sense that we were there. And it was he was really cute, and we were looking into because we didn't want to keep him captive if he could survive in the wild. So we tried to determine if he could survive in the wild, but we realized he couldn't because he was missing a jumping leg. So he ended up living out the rest of his life with us.
That's a lovely story. Thank you. Yeah, Pierre. Oh, that's great. That's great. Next is You Are a Star by Carrie, former stage name Carrie Sugar, from the 1990s famous Detroit band, The Sugars.
And I dress you with warmth and wine. It's a glorious day where you hear the wind wave and everything's new in your life. Is this home where there's always a phone, a comfort that's never denied? Only time will tell when I carry this bell if you'll reach me and need my adieu.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts, and much thanks to Henry Plummer, 15-year-old vegan athlete, and much thanks to Henry's mom and dad, Carrie and Jeff. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. You Are a Star, that Carrie wrote for Henry 15-something years ago. This is Marlene wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.